KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today, a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The owners of a restaurant in Creston reported that the business was damaged by vandalism over the weekend. Creston police say a window at the Windrow restaurant was broken sometime between February 6th and 7th while the business was closed. The loss was estimated at $700. In other news, 24-year-old Trevor Forrest Kincaid of Creston was arrested just before 2 a.m. today on a charge of OWI first offense. Kincaid was later released on $1,000 bond. Sunday morning, 46-year-old Susan Ray Lemon of Creston was arrested on two Union County warrants for theft in the third degree and OWI first offense. Lemon was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $3,000 bond. On Saturday, Creston police arrested 50-year-old Pablo Martinez of Creston for OWI first offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And Friday afternoon, 21-year-old Dakota Wesley Ferris of Creston was arrested on two Marshall County warrants for failure to appear. He was later released on $2,000 bond. In state news, a firefighter has been injured battling a blaze at a trucking company in Muscatine. Fire trucks were dispatched to Daufelt Transport after a 911 call was received a little before 11 p.m. on Sunday. The Muscatine Fire Department says the flames were contained to a semi-trailer or near it in a shop, but there was heat and smoke damage throughout the building. The fire cause was under investigation. The firefighter was in stable condition at a Muscatine hospital. That person's name has not been released. Officials say two crew members inside an ambulance were taken to a hospital after their vehicle crashed in northern Iowa. According to State Trooper Travis Durr, the victims were treated for injuries from the single vehicle wreck on Sunday. He says the two workers from Mitchell County EMS of Osage had just finished dropping off a patient in Mason City, and they were the only people inside the ambulance when it hit a slick spot on Highway 9 and went into a ditch. Durr said the vehicle rolled through a barbed wire fence and landed upright in a farm field. There were no citations filed in the accident, and the names of the crew members were not released. The amount Iowa counties borrow to repair their roads and bridges may be a key factor in the debate over whether to increase the state fuel tax. Winnebago, Worth, Mitchell, and Howard counties all carry large road construction debt. State lawmakers are weighing a couple of different proposals to increase the amount of money devoted to road maintenance. The Iowa State Association of County Supervisors said counties don't want to borrow for road projects, but in some corners of the state, officials don't see any other option. Worth County carries the highest debt at $25.4 million. That translates into $3,366 per resident of the county. By contrast, 17 Iowa counties carry no debt, and 27 other counties have less than $100 debt per resident. A state representative from North Central Iowa has proposed a $100 fine for drivers caught dawdling in the left-hand lanes of Iowa's highways and interstates. Representative Josh Burns, a Republican from Osage, says truckers tell him that pokey drivers in the passing lane are causing bottlenecks, and that's why he's introduced the bill.
Really just to raise awareness.
But once word of his legislation got out on social media, Burns has been inundated with Facebook email on the subject.
You know, one person comes forward and says, this happened to me, and it almost turns into a support group.
The bill Burns has proposed would require drivers in the passing lane on the highway to go no more than 10 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. That means vehicles going less than 60 miles per hour in the left lane on Iowa's interstates could be pulled over and ticketed because the posted speed limit is 70. Burns isn't hearing from people who are opposed to the concept of ticketing drivers who dilly-dally in the passing lane.
I've got nothing but all these emails from people telling me their horror stories of the left-lane experiences they've had.
Burns says this really isn't an issue in rural Iowa, but it is a safety concern in congested areas of the state where there are more drivers using multi-lane highways. The bill isn't likely to become law, though. The chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee said distracted driving is a bigger issue as more motorists talk and text on their cell phones while driving. Under current Iowa law, drivers are to maintain a reasonable and proper speed and can be fined for impeding traffic. However, police and state troopers are allowed to use their own judgment as to what is the proper speed for driving in the passing lane. Vehicles and implements that are capable of going at least 40 miles an hour are not allowed on the interstate. The liquidation of Co-Opportunity Health Insurance Plan has raised a lot of questions for plan participants. Natalie Dye of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is one of the people trying to answer some of those concerns.
The current co-opportunity members will be receiving a letter from our agency, CMS, or it may say it's coming from the marketplace, that will give them instructions on exactly what they need to do. And they need to read that instruction very carefully because it's going to give them some deadlines that they need to be aware of.
Dye says those in the co-opportunity plan will have until April 29th to change.
They will have a special election period that will allow them to change plans. The sooner the better, though, because anything that they're paying towards out-of-pocket for deductibles or what have you under co-opportunity will not carry over to the new plan that they choose for 2015. So it's best to change sooner so that whatever money they have to pay out-of-pocket will go towards the deductible that they'll have ultimately for 2015.
She says there are some other important financial issues involved.
Come March 1st, co-opportunity will no longer have the classification of a qualified health plan. So what does that mean? That means that anyone in co-opportunity that is eligible for the advanced premium tax credits and the cost-sharing reduction will not have those.
You can sign up for a new health care plan at healthcare.gov, or Dye says you can apply for a new health care plan on the phone.
That number is 1-800-318-2596. There are customer service representatives available there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And she has this tip for getting through on the phone.
Now, we do say try to call the marketplace outside of normal business hours because people don't expect them to be open at 10 o'clock at night. Right now, as we're nearing the end of the normal open enrollment period on February 15th, the marketplace is very busy right now.
Julie Brooks also works for MMS and says there are local assisters available to help you through the process.
If you go to localhelp.healthcare.gov, it's pretty easy. They just put in their city and state or zip code. It's going to pull up all the assisters in their area. It's going to give them their telephone numbers where they can pick up the phone, make an appointment, and sit down with someone. We encourage folks to do that because a lot of people, when they make these decisions, they want to sit next to someone and see it on the screen themselves.
You can also find out more information about co-opportunity on the Iowa Insurance Commissioner's website. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.